Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
Welcome to Renewing Your Mind, helping you realize the true transformation as promised in Romans 12:2. We address the topic of avoidant personality disorder and related conditions. Does criticism destroy you? Do you feel rejected by everyone, or do you feel all alone in the world? Do you feel as if everyone is better than you or everyone is watching? If this describes you, this podcast is for you. If this describes someone close to you, this podcast is for you. This is a space to share experiences, ask questions, support one another, and begin to find healing and hope through the renewing of your mind.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
Now, every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on!
Today's a new day.
And now, here are your hosts, Philip and Rebecca Dacus.
Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night.
It ain't easy, bud.
Today's a new day. So tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me?
Tell Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's podcast. My name is Philip Dacus. And we are discussing avoidant personality disorder, otherwise known as ABPD. I usually go for the long definition just because it's easier to say. I get a little tongue-tied with the acronym. So tonight, we're going to be talking, well, actually, I was planning on talking about or continuing with testimony, but I actually have an email that I received that I want to probably devote the entire hour to, just because there's some really good stuff that I want to go over. And by the way, if you have any questions or issues that you want to run past either myself or Rebecca, feel free to email us. That email is restoring@restorationforthemind.com. You can also send it to Philip with two L's at avoidance.org. And by the way, that's also the website is avoidance.org or avoidantpersonality.com. Both get you the same place. The website is in the work of being transformed itself. So you can say I'm renewing the website. It's going to have a lot more up there, a lot more information about the podcast, how to get a hold of us. There'll be some great information when it's finally up and running, which hopefully will be in the next day or so, I'm hoping. Avoidant personality, if for those of you that aren't familiar with it, is a mental condition of the mind. I try to stay away from the word disorder because it sounds like you're broken, which I don't like. It's a disorder. Avoidant personality disorder or condition it includes things like hypersensitivity to rejection and criticism, isolation, feelings of inadequacy, being overly self-conscious, feeling inferior, unable to cope in social situations, and of course the biggie, depression. Those are all wrapped up in avoidant personality disorder. So those are all the things that we focus on. If you're able to make us live, this is a little bit different than maybe some other podcasts. This is what it would be called, a live podcast. So we're live on the air right now, but we'll also have the recording available after this is done. I usually have my co-host with me. I don't think she's going to be able to make it today. I think she's feeling a little bit under the weather. So we'll hopefully be back with us next Wednesday, but we'll have to wait and see depending on how things go. I am the one with avoidant personality disorder, or I've actually received healing from the majority of it. Rebecca being the normal of the relationship. So the one that, I know a lot of people out there that are normals that are trying to be in a relationship with someone that has avoidant personality disorder. So this podcast is for both and will benefit both of you. Just talk about some real brief announcements. This podcast is hosted on Blog Talk Radio. As you heard at the beginning, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. is when I do this. If you're able to listen live, that's great. If you can't, that's fine too. The recording will be available. If you wish, you can call in to the show or to the podcast and talk to us live on the air if you wish. The number is 646-668-2841. There's also a chat room that's available. If you want to come in and just, you're welcome to just listen, to just hang out. You don't have to say anything if you don't wish to. We respect everybody's privacy, especially when it comes to something like depression and avoidant personality disorder, not something you really want everyone to know about. Questions, feel free to email them in, put them in chat, whatever you want. We'd love to answer those on the air. In fact, like the one I'm going to be going over tonight, I love to be able to devote an entire show sometimes when two emails that just hit on all the right notes so that I can answer all those. The email is restoring@restorationforthemind.com. There's a blog, Facebook. I'm not really going to spend much time on this. You can always write in and ask about all these things because I do want to get right into the email. The email is one that I received from someone that, well, I'm not sure if they're the normal or the one with avoidant personality in the relationship. It sounds like they were a little bit of both, actually. So I wanted to dive right into that and talk about several aspects of it because I think that it really hits on a lot of notes that we are all struggling with as far as either the normal or the one with avoidant personality. Just a moment while I try to organize things here. Apologize, I wasn't as organized as I thought I was for tonight. So the person in the email said they found my blog on avoidant personality, which, by the way, if you want some light reading, feel free to go visit my blog, which is avoidantpersonalitylife at blogspot.com, or just go on Blogger and put in avoidant personality life, and it'll come up. This is a blog that I've been keeping for a number of years and documents a lot of my struggles dealing with the avoidant personality disorder. In the email, the person mentioned, and by the way, we never give out any personal information or anything like that. We respect everybody's privacy. The email, they said that they recently started going to therapy. Now therapy is kind of a double-edged sword. It's good to have somebody to talk to, whether that be a professional or otherwise. It's always good to have somebody to talk to. Going to therapy can be, though, a little bit challenging, mostly because these are professionals that have learned about avoidant personality from books or from teachings. They've never really lived it, so they really don't understand what it's really like to live day to day as having that disorder. So would take what they have to say with a bit of a grain of salt. They know a lot of the technical aspects of it, but they really don't understand a whole lot about what it's like to live with it. So that being said, it's not a bad thing to go to one, just a professional. It's just something that I would probably tend to dissuade from becoming a a regular or a permanent thing. This person talks about some various disorders, preoccupied attachment style, which I have no idea what that is. Dismissive avoidant, again, I have no idea what this is. A lot of fancy words that professionals throw around, which in my opinion don't really mean a whole lot. Avoidant personality is one of those, it's like a burrito or a container. You open it up and inside you find depression and pretty much ever. Fear there is, fear of people, fear of authority, on and on. So it really, all of these various conditions kind of blur together and overlap each other. So I really don't get caught up in the various labels. Let's see, the person said they had done a lot of reading on the internet, and you will find some stuff out there on avoidant personality disorder, and I highly recommend going out there and reading about it. But I would also, at the same time, to suggest taking that with a grain of salt, because a lot of what you read out there is very negative, saying that there is no cure, that there is no hope, and that's all wrong. There is hope, and there is a cure. It's not an instant cure. It takes time, but it can be overcome. It's just takes talking to someone that knows about avoidant personality and knows how to walk through it. The most of the things that you'll find out there are a lot of very, what I would call gobbledygook, people that have learned about avoidant personality from books, from schooling. A lot of $10 words or $100 words, if you will, that really very few, if anybody, knows what they mean. But anyway, I won't spend any more time on that. I just something to be mindful of, that don't get yourself hooked up in the negativity too much, because there is hope and there is healing. The person said that they're in relationship with an avoidant, which it kind of sounds like both are, which is challenging. It's difficult enough for someone with avoidant personality disorder to be in a relationship with quote unquote a normal, which for the purposes of the podcast and classes and such that I do, a normal is somebody that doesn't have avoidant personality disorder. So that sort of relationship is difficult enough, but two people that struggle with some sort of avoidant personality disorder is, at least in my opinion, not a good recipe, because you're not being negative. It's just simply a matter of you have two very wounded people trying to survive in a relationship. And it's, relationships are difficult enough for two normal people, but you take a normal and avoidant personality disorder person and you have an even higher level of difficulty, and you put two people with avoidant personality together, and it's going to be extremely difficult, because again, there's two wounded people trying to survive. And they're just probably wounding each other. So again, not trying to be negative, there's always hope, but it's a bit of an uphill battle. It's going to be extremely difficult to be able to survive in that relationship. Of course, I would always recommend prayer. I would always recommend God be in that mix. If you don't have God in that mix, then that's an even higher level of difficulty. And I would say, I guess, good luck to you. I don't mean to sound negative, but that's a difficult recipe to overcome. Person goes on to say that they've looked at how to take care of themselves in a relationship with an avoidant. That is difficult. there's not much out there as far as how a normal would relate to someone with avoidant personality disorder, and even less of what I would consider anything good or anything of any value. And that's just simply because there just hasn't been a whole lot in the way of good teaching out there, or people that have or have had avoidant personality disorder then trying to come out of the closet, if you will, to try and help other people. There's not much out there, which is why I'm here. I'm trying to help. Person said that they were focusing on self, meditations and journaling. I highly recommend journaling, something that I cover in my classes and my book, both of which aren't out yet, but writing is always extremely helpful. Writing down prayers, even more so, there's just something about putting it down in written form, which just takes it to a different, another level. It's one thing speaking these things, but when you put it down in writing, it just kind of comes alive, if you will. It's difficult to explain. It takes on a power that it doesn't, that may not have just in a verbal form. When you put it in writing, it even comes a higher level of power, if you will, to that. So something I highly recommend, putting down your day-to-day struggles with avoidant personality disorder and with that other person, always a great thing, because when you put it down, say, for example, you go back in your journal and you say, well, hey, what was life like a year ago or a week ago? And you might see something that happened that triggered something not so great, that all of a sudden you're over now, or you've overcome, or that you know how to deal with now. So journaling, always highly recommended. Meditation, even that has a bit of a negative connotation, if you will, now, but it's really nothing more than just what focusing on something. If you focus on the good things, it's a good thing. If you focus on the bad things, it's a bad thing. So, for instance, meditation, we think of these people chanting like used to do in airports, these crazy religions. Not such a good thing. But if you meditate on the Word of God, that is a wonderful thing. All right, let's moving on a little bit. Let's see, the depression and the anxious preoccupied type that tends to make things worse, you know, depression is a horrible thing. It gets a bad reputation, if you will, because so many people think it's just something you can get over, and you can't. No, not saying that you can't find healing from it, but you can't just push a button, take a magic pill, whatever, and it's gone. Depression is extremely real. And it's extremely debilitating. Something that a lot of people don't understand just how real it is, but it's just as real as any cancer or any other physical ailment. Depression is the mind. The mind controls the body. So if you have a cancer or something like that, which just affects the body, that can be dealt with. Something that is the mind, which controls the body, you're having kind of a double whammy, so to speak. So it's even more difficult than a physical disorder. Now, not downplaying cancer or anything like that, but anyway, shape or form, please don't hear me wrong in that. Those are horrible things, and they're terrible, terrible things. But they are physical illnesses which can be dealt with, with chemotherapy and various other things. Whereas depression, there's not a magic pill or a magic anything, for that matter, that you can take to deal with depression. The only way you can get out of it is to restore your mind, which is what this entire podcast is about, is healing for the mind, so that your entire being can be healed, can be better. Let's see. Moving on in the email, Says that it's very hard work being in a long distance relationship with an avoidant personality. And I guess to that I would say, thrown another extremely difficult monkey wrench into the problem, you have a normal to a normal relationship, which is difficult enough. Statistics are 50% or so of those relationships end in divorce. Then you throw in someone with avoidant personality in the mix, and you've got, it's difficult to get any real statistics, but I would probably say into the 80 to the 90% range of marriages that fail, a normal and an avoidant. You throw into that a mix of two people with avoidant type symptoms, and you're jumping up another level of difficulty. Now you take a long distance relationship, and that takes it to another level of difficulty. So I would say the chances of such relationship working are probably extremely few. There's not much. Now, with God, everything is possible. With God, there's always hope. So don't take it like I'm saying there's absolutely no hope, because there always is. You can just count all the things in our world that somebody said impossible, and it worked out. People never believed that walking on the moon would be possible, and guess what? It happened, because somebody believed it could happen. People never thought there'd be lasers, cars, on and on and on and on the list goes, that people said it was impossible, and it just took somebody with the belief that it was possible, and guess what? It's possible. So don't let me or anybody else tell you that it's not possible for this relationship to work out. I'm just saying, trying to give you a little bit of reality, is it's going to be difficult, that the odds are highly stacked against you. Been through many, many problems, including prioritizing family and work. Extremely difficult things to overcome. It was my wife, or Rebecca, has a lot of difficulty with prioritizing family. They would always tend to come first, or at least that's how I felt, above me. So that's a lot of the reasons why we had so much difficulty in our marriage. So with any relationship, you need to, that person needs to come first, before family, before work, before whatever. That person has to come first. That's how they feel important. They have to feel important. They have to be the most important thing in the relationship. Otherwise, it's going to have a lot of problems and probably fail, because they have to be important. And that includes family, work, and anything else. Now, work is always important. We have to pay the bills. Family is important. These are wonderful things, but they have to take second base to the person in the relationship that you're trying to build a relationship with. Let's see, moving on, leaving plans for us being together for last are too late in the future. Too late for me. I was very happy in the situation. In the current situation, I can't blame you. It goes back to the same thing. You have to be important. You have to put that person first, whether it be marital or just a relationship. That person has to be important to you. Otherwise, things aren't going to work. It would be like, for instance, I was to call up my wife and say, you know, hi, honey. How are you doing? Are you having a good day? How's your work going? These are things that show her that she's important to me. But if I call her up and say, honey, pick me up a loaf of bread on the way home, and maybe just end it there, that doesn't really give that person the feeling of importance. Let's see. It's often very lonely and painful, and nothing is ever resolved. I feel your pain. I really do. Things have to be resolved. You can't just push things under the rug, because after a while, they build up, and that pile underneath the rug becomes so big that you just trip over it or just can't plain get around it. So you can't sweep things under the rug. They have to be resolved. Otherwise, they just keep bigger and bigger and bigger and eventually fester and explode. So you can't do that. Do I have any advice on what to do? How not to give up hope, or even coping strategies? Now, I've gone over some things. I don't want to paint entirely negative picture, although I know I've given some, just kind of gone through the realities of the situation, being that you're basically two people with avoidant type symptoms trying to survive in a long distance relationship. It's a lot of odds stacked against you. Doesn't mean it can't happen. Doesn't mean that God can't be in it, but it does mean it's going to be difficult. So be prepared and make sure that other person is prepared for some difficulty to fix this and to move on. You have to both be committed. Now, speaking to somebody that has avoidant personality disorder, I always tell people that when they ask me about this, I say the person that has the disorder, things tend to move slowly. So, for example, in a normal relationship, you would expect certain progress. You expect to overcome things. There's certain depression and such that dealt with over the years. Certain get anger issues or whatever the case may be that you tend to work on and get better. Now, these things will happen as well in the life of someone with avoidant personality, but they're going to happen a lot more slowly, talking about maybe years in some cases. Avoidant personality disorder doesn't go away overnight. Now, that doesn't mean that God can't do it. God can do anything he wants, is God. But more often than not, he does not, because there's a lot of learning in the journey, meaning that if God just healed you overnight, you wouldn't really learn much from that experience. You wouldn't really learn much from the hardship, from the working, from the trial. But if you spend time working on it, then all of a sudden you have a vested interest. You know how to deal with these things. Like for me, for example, like most people, I was born with avoidant personality disorder, but it's something that I've dealt with for a lot of years. So I've struggled with certain things. I've learned how to overcome a lot of aspects of the disorder. And if I hadn't have gone through the journey, I would never have learned these things. I wouldn't be able to look back at. I wouldn't be able to teach you now, because I wouldn't have learned these things. I've gone through bankruptcy. I've gone through losing houses. I've gone through severe depression. I've gone through all of these things so that now I can look at it and I can help you to overcome these things. And if it had been an instant healing, if it had been an instant fix, then I never would have learned all of these valuable lessons, and I wouldn't be able to help others out there, which is often how things go. It's funny how it works. God takes us through things, and then he expects you to get out there and help other people that get healing from those things. That's just the way it is. Okay, so moving on as far as the advice, I said it's I would definitely advise not giving up, but you're going to have a level of commitment in that not giving up. You're going to, if it's just something that you kind of want to work, but you're not really not sure about, then chances are it's going to fail. You have to go into this as, with a commitment level of, you know, excuse my French, if you will, come hell or high water, I'm going to make this work. This is going to happen. And, you know, there's a wonderful scripture in the Bible that I like a lot. And, you know, it's hard sometimes to see into the spiritual world because, you know, we're physical beings. We're flesh and blood. We see, we feel, we taste, we touch. We have all of these senses, and that's all we know. But the Bible tells us that that's not really the real. That the real is actually the spiritual, and there's spiritual forces out there that want to destroy us, that don't want to see us succeed, that don't want our marriages to succeed, and et cetera, relationships, whatever. They want you to fail. And it's those spiritual aspects that we need to address. And we have so much difficulty because we're all we see is the physical. So we think, oh, that fight is just a fight. That's just a thing that we have. We're going to fight because of whatever, fill in the blanks. But the Bible tells us to look beyond that. The Bible says that it's the physical forces that we really need to struggle with, that we really need to overcome, that those are the things that are really set against us, not these physical things that we think we're fighting against. It's not. So that's a huge challenge that I still deal with daily because it is such a hard thing to try and get your mind wrapped around that's not just the physical things. It's these spiritual forces that we're trying to deal with that have their minds set against you and their will set against you, if you will. So something to keep in mind is, you know, pray. If you're not a Christian, you know, I really don't care. I'm not saying I don't care, but I'm saying if you're not a Christian, you're more than welcome to sit in on these. It's not a prerequisite. All you need to do is go through these things and learn these things, and you will draw closer to God just because that's what you have to do to survive. It's having avoidant personality is not something to try and struggle with on your own. You won't make it. You need to have some help, and that help comes from God and from the Word of God, and that's all there is. It's like trying to make something. I love cooking, and in cooking you have to follow a recipe. And if you don't follow that recipe, you don't get those right ingredients in there, just the right time, just the right way, it ain't gonna work. And it's the same thing with your life, and especially with dealing with avoidant personality. If you don't get those ingredients in there exactly right, it ain't gonna work. And one of those ingredients that is absolutely critical is God. And if you don't have God, you need to start looking to Him now, because that's what you need in order to get the healing that you're looking for. And there's no other way to put it. It's just cut and dry. In a normal person's life, yeah, you can get away without God. Your life probably ain't going to be pretty, but you can survive. But if you have avoidant personality, you got to have God. Otherwise, you're going to be racked with depression. You're going to be tortured by all of these evil spirits and all this stuff, whether you recognize it or not, and you ain't going to make it. You have to have God. And this is the one aspect of disorders where I absolutely, positively, no room at all to even say yay or nay or maybe or whatever. Okay, so there you go. That's my little bit of preaching. I hope that the person with the email, which probably hasn't heard this yet, because I think they're in Russia, if I saw it right, which, by the way, I wanted to address real quickly, because we get this feeling in America that we're it, that, and it's not just because of this and all of the things. We tend to think that we're the only people in the world, and we're not. And when it comes to avoidant personality disorder, these are people all over the world that struggle with these things. It's not just an American problem. I've heard from people every part of the world. So Satan always likes us to believe that we're the only ones that struggle with these things, and we're not. We're not alone. You have an entire world. It's difficult to get statistics, but roughly 1% of the population, which 1% doesn't seem that big, but when you talk about a 10 billion or 20 billion or however many people in the world these days, 1% of that's a pretty big number. So you're not alone. Don't think for a second that you need to be alone. We're here, and I'll be here every Wednesday, no matter what, to talk to you and to help you and to provide for you that healing and that restoration of your mind so that you can start having a better life. So I really hope and pray that this person, which I can't pronounce their name and I wouldn't even try because I respect everybody's privacy in this, but I really, really hope and pray that you're able to find some healing and some hope in your relationship. I know there's a lot of odds stacked against you, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. Everything is possible in God, and I really pray that you find that hope. And I do want to pray for you just real quickly, and just try and get some help even beyond me, because this needs to be something that God needs to take care of. Father, I just pray right now for this person that sent me this email, that you would touch them and help them in their life and their struggles with this other person that they're trying to be in a relationship with, because I know just how difficult it's going to be, how much of an uphill battle it is, especially given the situation. But I know that all things are possible with you. I know there's hope. I know there's healing, and I know you can take care of this. And I just pray that you would enter the situation right now and provide them with some hope and some peace so that they can live some good lives together if possible. And if not, then I pray you would take care of that too. But I know that you're a God of restoration, of healing relationships, healing marriages, and you can take care of this. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, until next Wednesday, I'm going to cut the broadcast a little bit short tonight, just because I can, and because I've kind of run out of things to say for tonight. So I'll cut it a little bit short. I'll be back with you next Wednesday, the same time. And until then, find the healing that you need.
This has been Renewing Your Mind with Philip and Rebecca Dacus. Find more resources at our website, avoidance.org. And join us again next time for Renewing Your Mind.
Hardship, difficulty, right now. Tears, storms, this is what I do.
Even though I'm
empty,
I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
See, I just don't want you to be happy. But then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy. Cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you.